Jesus is a friend to the sinner, and the streets are full of his friends.
I see a lot of pain. I see a lot of lost souls.
Which way do I go now?
It's a go season. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say, stay ye in all the church.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me.
Help me.
God is calling you out into the streets with signs and wonders.
I feel a desperation because while we're inside the church, swirling around with issues inside the church, there are people going to hell outside the church.
People like me don't come into church. You have to take church to us so we can find it.
Nothing is going to keep me back from discerning the time, moving into apostolic and prophetic authority, and going out and getting myself a harvest. Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and we're really glad that you've joined us for today's program. We are going to study on the goodness revolution. You'll learn how to start one in your own life and spread it out to the world around you. Now, you'll want to stay tuned for the entire program, for there's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
I love the power of goodness. You know, I have a personal belief that the real problem in the earth is not evil, it's not drugs, it's not wickedness. The real problem in the earth is simply the lack of goodness. And I think if every Christian started living outside of themselves to bring goodness to somebody else, the church would improve overnight, society, I believe, would improve overnight, and we should be making goodness fashionable. I think that is our job in the earth, is to overflow our community with the goodness of God.
Today's program is so exciting because it's the first of a series on the goodness revolution and how to start one. You can start one in your life. But I'd like you, if you have a Bible handy, to turn to Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. It says, you know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. And that's dunamis power. That's miracle-working power. And how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. I guess one of the questions we want to talk about in Insights today is, why do we even need a goodness revolution? And what is a goodness revolution? Out of Webster's Dictionary, we can just take a look at this definition. It says, a definition of revolution is a complete or radical change of any kind. Can you just imagine what society would look like if all of a sudden, instead of people were stealing, they'd turn around and give stuff away? Instead of being violent, they'd be gentle and loving and kind. Instead of being immoral, they'd be pure of heart and have good values, have integrity. Wouldn't that be something? You know, Graham Cook, who's a world-renowned prophet, really challenged my heart at one time. We were out visiting with him at a conference, and he said, you know, the problem with the world today isn't so much that there's too much violence, too much crime and lawlessness. It's that there's not enough goodness. And that word just really pierced my heart. It really made an impact on me, and I thought, that is so true. It would be amazing if we just filled the earth with goodness, that it would change the environment of the world that we live in. And he was saying that his church, actually, of about 2,000 people, went out into a region for a period of time, and just a few blocks, I think it was, and they just saturated that area with acts of goodness. And he said it changed the spiritual climate of the area, and it changed people's hearts. Everyone started feeling better. They were happier. It was a better environment in which to live. And it just started with a few people intent on one purpose. And you can initiate a goodness revolution in your home, your family, your community, your church, anywhere where you are. It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and maybe God's calling you to start a goodness revolution. It's easy. And we'd like to take a look also at what the word good means, because you've probably heard the cliche, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And he is good all the time. And he's good to all people. And he's good forever. It's just his nature. He is a good God. And so let's take a look right now at some synonyms of the word good. It means upright, honorable, charitable, moral, righteous, consider, tolerant, generous, trustworthy, dependable, loyal, and kind. You know, why not make a confession every day using your name in those descriptions, such as, you know, I would say maybe Patricia is upright, Patricia is honorable. Just put your name in there. And then if you want to really make a life-changing decree over a member of your family or, you know, even an enemy of your own life or soul, why not put their name into it and say, my enemy is upright, or my family member is upright, my family member is kind, my family member is good, you know, and just put their name into it and make decrees, because decrees are very powerful. Now, this week, we're going to focus specifically on being good to those who have financial needs. And you might know lots of people around you with heavy financial needs. Maybe there's unemployment, you know, people that are unemployed in your life, maybe family members or neighbors or people in your church or people in your workplace that just got laid off or something. And why not ask God for ways that you can reach out to them? And let's develop a heart that is full of goodness towards those that have financial needs. And so on the screen right now, we're going to put some things together for you to help you build a goodness revolution in your heart, and specifically in the area of caring for people with financial needs. So the first one that we're going to look at on the screen is to meditate on the goodness of God. You know, think on His goodness. Think on His attributes of love and kindness. Because as you look to Him, you'll become like Him. You know, the scripture says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So meditate on the goodness of God. Secondly, imagine yourself as the kindest and most loving person in the whole wide world. What would that look like if you were known to be the kindest person in the whole wide world? So just meditate on that. Think on it. Imagine it. Take it to the outer limits of imagination and just soak yourself in that revelation. Next, think on ways that others have shown kindness to you. Maybe you had a need in your life at some point and someone reached out to you. So think on that and begin to allow gratitude and thanksgiving to rise up in your heart. And then next, ask the Lord to show you someone that needs goodness shown to them in a financial way. And I'm sure that there's people around you, and maybe you want to just journal their name down and begin to pray for them. And then next, ask the Holy Spirit to give you ideas on how you can help them, ways that will touch their life with goodness. You know, it might be just little practical things like taking them some food or some clothing, or helping to pay a bill, or maybe even giving them some wisdom on how to get through maybe weaknesses that keep putting them in financial places, but take some time to work with them in that. And then next, make a specific plan of action. Once you've got some thoughts in your mind, write it out, journal it in, make a specific plan of action. Oftentimes we get great ideas, but we don't commit to it, and so then, you know, we don't do it. So make a specific plan of action. And then seventh is journal the outcome of that action. Go for it. Just go out and make it happen, and then journal it. Journal what you did so that it's in your little journal. In fact, later on in the program, we're going to give you some information on how you can purchase off of our website a journal. It's to start a goodness revolution. It's a teaching guide and a journal that'll help you. So just journal that in. And then finally, thank the Lord for the opportunity that you have had to serve Him in this way. Why don't you commit to starting a goodness revolution in your sphere of influence today?
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon, as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com.
On God Talk today, we're going to visit with Faitine Crisco. She's from Vancouver and works a lot on the streets down there. And Faitine, it's wonderful to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And we're sharing about acts of goodness and testimonies, and you are loaded with them because our teams have been down on the street in Vancouver working on a regular basis with the street people and with the hungry, with the afflicted. And so tell us about some of the things that the Lord is doing in your midst.
Well, I guess the one thing that I'd like to share is that the largest impact that I've seen on the streets in Vancouver is simply when people rise up and go to the streets in just a spirit of love and compassion, just to show the goodness of God. And I was thinking this morning about one of the most pronounced memories that I have of fruitfulness in the inner city ministry had to do with some food deliveries that we actually did with some people who were locked up living in the hotels in the inner city of downtown Eastside Vancouver. And these are people that they couldn't get down to the streets to get to the food lines, I couldn't get to the missions, but we found out about them through the food bank that they needed food deliveries. And so the Lord told us just to start bringing them food, and every 2 weeks we'd bring them food. And I was amazed. Oftentimes these people would be closed to the gospel and they wouldn't really want to talk about God. They wouldn't really want to even know about God. And after weeks or months of just showing them the love and goodness of God, almost all of them came to the Lord. Actually, I think I can only think of one that didn't. But it was just the love and the goodness of God that drew them.
That is amazing. You see, all they did was just go out on the streets and made themselves available to show acts of kindness, to show acts of goodness. And all these people came to know Jesus Christ. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, also, you have a testimony of a friend of yours, a good friend of yours now, who you met as you were out and about doing things. You were working on a project, and you met a young man who had struggled with sexual identity. Mm-hmm. And his name is David. And so tell us how it was that you reached out to him, because it was basically the goodness of God that transformed his life.
Yeah, it was. You know, I hadn't had a lot of experience in ministering into the homosexual community, but when I met David, it's like I could see him through the eyes of Jesus, and I could see the call and the potential on his life. But all I knew to give, really, was just the love of Jesus and my friendship.
You know, just what you were saying about you saw potential, mm-hmm. You know, that is what prophetic is all about. When you're operating in God's prophetic, you see potential. Mm-hmm. You see beyond all the stuff that a person's in, and you look to what God's purpose is in their life. Mm-hmm. And so for you to see his potential is absolutely key. That's part of the goodness of God. And you know, if you're watching today and you're wondering, well, I wonder what God would think of me. I remember talking with a fellow one time, and I said, would you like to know what God thinks of you? And he says, I don't know if I like that or not. Because they were afraid that maybe God would think bad thoughts, but God thinks good thoughts of you.
Yeah, and it made all the difference, because I didn't know, you know, how to minister to someone who was bound up in this, but all I knew is that God was telling me just to love him and just to be his friend and to fight for him as a friend would fight for a friend. And the Lord taught me something through this whole process about friendship warfare.
Friendship warfare.
That's what it was.
Wow, explain to us, what does that mean?
Well, what it was is the Lord would just quicken me at certain times, and he would say, just go pick up David, take him for coffee, go for a prayer walk. And it was amazing, because over the weeks and months, there were different sort of breaking moments as I just sowed into that friendship. And literally within about 2 or 3 months, I saw a complete transformation. I would look at David, he wouldn't even look like the same person anymore.
Wow. So you noticed a physical change on his countenance and the way that he looked.
Absolutely.
Isn't that cool?
It was remarkable, yeah.
That's the power of love, and that's mm-hmm. the power of goodness. That's mm-hmm. a good testimony.
Yeah.
In Vancouver, we have teams going out about twice a month mm-hmm. into various venues and that of people who are hungry to just show the love and goodness of God.
Totally.
And you lead those teams.
We've been doing a lot of different things. Just about 2 weeks ago, we set up a spiritual reading booth on Commercial Drive in Vancouver.
That was so exciting.
It was awesome. We had never done anything like this before. Like I said, most of my ministry had been into the inner city. But this particular night, we set up by a bus stop. And from 9 o'clock, just straight on through, we actually had to shut it down at about 1 o'clock in the morning. There were still people that were lined up. And it was amazing, because they just wanted to come and hear what God had to speak into their life, and it was all just the goodness of God being ministered right into their hearts. And it was so exciting, because the next day I was actually driving down to the States, and I got a phone call from one of the guys that we had actually ministered to the night before, and he said, you know what, I just want you to know how impacted I was by the words that you spoke to me.
Wow.
And you know what he said, I'd like to be your friend, I'd like just to hang out with you. And then he started asking me about Bible studies. And then he said this word. He said, you know, the energy you guys have is so positive. I just want to be around you, right? And I was able to tell him, you know what that energy was? That energy was the Holy Spirit. And you can have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I was able to minister to him and talk to him just about the reality of that the goodness or the good energy that he was feeling was Jesus Christ himself.
That's manifested. So awesome. Just a manifestation of the love of God and the goodness of God. And we can all do that in any little way that you could go out and show goodness to people. Just go and do it. Just think of a way. Ask God for some inspiration. Go out and do something good for another person. Make their day.
The Lord is calling His church to take the prophetic to the streets. This four-day extreme prophetic school will instruct you in the simplicity of hearing the voice of God and sharing words of hope and destiny with others. You will feel more confident to reach your neighbors, friends, and others who the Lord brings across your path. We live in extreme times, and extreme times call for extreme prophetic. For more information, go online at extremeprophetic.com.
Welcome to the stuff. I've just been reading through this little booklet called Decree, and there's one particularly for provision and resource that I've just been looking into right now, and it's just full of promises and promises that you would really like. But this whole entire booklet is all on the Word of God and what it promises you. And so as you confess that Word over your life, it reminds you of who you are in Him and what you have in Jesus Christ. So that decree booklet is available online, as well as the CD where we actually proclaim decrees over you, and Heather Clark's on that CD as well, and she sings the decrees over you. We also have the King's Treasury. This is a three-tape series of my husband's and my journey, our personal journey, into financial freedom. When we first went into full-time ministry and preaching and teaching and missions, we hit a five-year period of resistance in the spirit against our finances. And this set of tapes shows you how to overcome, how we overcame, how we stood on the Word of God and trusted God for our daily bread, and how He came through with great abundance as we continued in His Word. And then we have Eyes That See. This is a little booklet that'll be very handy. It'll enable you to know what the Word of God says concerning your spiritual vision. You know, God took Abraham out into the plains after he separated from Lot, and he said, Abraham, look as far as you can, from the north, the south, the east, the west, because everything that you see, you can have. What do you see in the kingdom of God? Because there's promises awaiting for you if you can see them. This book will help open your spiritual vision to see what's available to you. And then finally, we have The Faith Connection. This is one of my most favorite teaching series, because this foundational teaching will enable you to not only identify what the promises of God are for you, but how to connect to them so that they'll manifest in your life. All these items are available online at extremeprophetic.com. There's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
Just getting the name Rebecca right now, and maybe you go by Becky, I'm not sure, but I see actually a middle-aged woman. I think you're probably in about your maybe your 40s or your 30s. You have blonde hair, and God's been speaking to you about your community. You have a strong sense of the authority of God, and you walk in real spiritual authority. But I just believe that the Lord is saying to Rebecca that He's going to actually begin to highlight different neighbors to you. I see you in the supermarket. I see you in different situations where God's going to give you strategic acts of goodness to do. And He's just saying, just tune your ear to Him, and that you just step out in boldness when He tells you to do things. It might be, I just see a grocery store situation that the Lord might even have you help somebody with their groceries or something like that. I see things with your neighbors. I see things with children in the neighborhood as well. And the Lord said He's going to use you mightily as you just step out in faith to do acts of goodness to those around you.
Sometimes the Lord gives us names. They just drop into our spirit, and no one's told us the name. We don't know you. It's done by supernatural revelation. And right now, I'm receiving the name of a gentleman who's watching the program. Your name is Harold. And Harold, you have been in a bit of a dilemma lately, and it has to do with your business and business associations. And the Lord wants to let you know that if you'll draw really close to Him right now, and instead of operating out of your own understanding, don't lean to your own understanding in this particular thing that you're struggling with, but ask Him for wisdom from above, and just stay in prayer and focus and worship Him, that you're going to get the understanding that you need, and with the understanding will come the breakthrough.
I see a woman. You got a cart. Your life's belongings are in the cart.
This is what you do. Up and down the street, up and down the street, up and down the street. How you're watching this show and where you're watching this show, I don't know. But you're watching this program for a time such as this because God loves you. And He wants to know that He's going to return you to your family. You've alienated yourself from your family and they've alienated themselves from you and you've just turned your back. And this is what got you into all of this, that your family rejected you and so you rejected them. Listen, Jesus Christ is calling you right now. He's calling you right now, right through this television set. He's speaking to you and He's saying, come unto me. Come unto me, I'm going to save you, and He's going to restore your family to you and you to your family as you call on Him.
You're about ready to go out on the mission field because you have a heart of mercy. You want to do acts of kindness and goodness. And you're getting ready to be launched, and you're short of a bit of finance. In fact, you had a financial goal to reach before you were to be released on this missions project. It has not been reached yet, and the time for you to go is really soon. So I'm just going to pray a prayer for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command supernatural resource to be released into this life right now. An absolute miracle to take place within the next 48 hours.
There's a 16-year-old girl. You're pregnant. Your child is at risk right now. You've talked to your parents. You've talked to your boyfriend. They've all said get an abortion. But there's something inside of you that is saying right now that that's wrong. There's that feeling of, no, I can't do it. That's because there's a prophetic destiny over your son's life. He's going to be a prophet. He's going to travel the world and speak the gospel with power. And that you should have this kid, and that feeling that you're having right now is from God, and that He wants you to call out to Him because He has a plan set before you, and that He knows your heart, and He knows that you love kids and you love people, but it's been a tough time. But the Lord says, if you draw to me, I'm just going to help you out.
Hi, we want to invite you into partnership with Extreme Prophetic today. We absolutely love our partners. In fact, when I'm out speaking at different conferences and that, often I'll have a partner come up to me, or a number of you, and you'll say, I'm a partner of Extreme Prophetic. And, you know, we just have a great time chatting and getting to know each other and have a little time of blessing prayer and stuff like that. I just love it. And so we oftentimes have our partners share with us that ever since they become partners with Extreme Prophetic, that they've received blessing in their lives. In fact, just recently I was talking to a young woman who became a partner a month ago, and she said, ever since I've become a partner, my anointing level has increased. I've had breakthrough in anointings. I've had open doors to minister ever since I became a partner with Extreme Prophetic. So we want to invite you to partnership. Go online right now at extremeprophetic.com, find out more about it, or phone our toll-free number that's on your screen, and we'll make sure that we get you signed up. And also, we want to encourage anyone that is wanting to give a one-time gift into the ministry. We appreciate you. In fact, all of our partners and everyone who donates into the ministry, we pray for you every single day, for you and your gift. So sign up today and join this media team.
Remember, God does nothing except He reveals it first to His servants, the prophets. Under the Influence Mag, you want it. Order it online at extremeprophetic.com.
God wants to say hi to each and every one of you that are watching the program. Why? Because He's a relational God, and He absolutely loves people, and He loves you. And sometimes He gives us specific names, and He'll just touch our heart with a certain name, and He wants that person specifically ministered to. We don't know who you are. He just gives us the names. And the first name that's coming to me is Thomas. And Thomas, you're an elderly gentleman. You're watching the program. In fact, right now you're shocked and you're perked up. You're thinking, what? They're calling my name? That's right. And the reason is because God wants to say hi to you today. He wants you to know that His eye is upon you and everything that you do. He sees it all, and He just wants to bless you and say hi. He loves you very much. And then God also wants to say hi to a woman who has three grandchildren. And you've been looking after them because their parents are away, and you've been looking after them. And as much as you love those grandchildren, you're just getting ready to pull your hair out right now. It's like you're just maxed out on an energy level. I mean, they're giving you a run for your money. And God wants to say hi to you and just to let you know that He sees where you're at. He's going to give an extra measure of grace. You'll get through the next couple of days and everything will be fine. And you know, just enjoy them. Just enjoy those kids, even when they're being all rambunctious and everything, because grace is on its way. There's lots of grace that's going to land on you, and you'll be found in peace. Take a deep breath. Ah, there. Doesn't that feel better? Okay, and also, there's a young man that God wants to say hi to right now. I believe your name is William or Bill, and you've just finished a postgraduate course. And you just got through. You just made it. So it's a sign of relief, because the last little bit of the course was really, really rough. It was hard, but you did make it. And you're about ready to launch into your career, but you've got all these job applications out there, and nothing's opened up for you yet. The Lord says, don't get into panic. Don't get anxious. Things will open up. There's a woman watching the program. God wants to say hi to you, but a tragedy has just taken place, and you're feeling very low. And I'm getting a name, but I'm not going to mention the name because of the nature of this particular word. But you have just had an abortion, and since you had the abortion, you've been feeling overwhelmed, devastated. You've been feeling, what did I do that for? How could I have done it? And the relationship that you thought would become secure by what you did has just broken up, so you're double devastated. And God just wants you to know that He's with you. He wants you to know that even though everything is so messed up right now, that He is the champion of fixing up messes. And He's going to walk you through this day by day, bit by bit, and you're going to come through because He loves you very, very much. He hasn't turned away from you, but He's reaching out to you in your time of sorrow and brokenness and devastation. You know, there's many of you watching the program right now that you're saying, does God see me? Does He say hi to me? He does, to each and every one of you. He says hi to you. He says hi to you, Jared. He says hi to you, Nancy. He says hi to you, Matilda. He says hi to you, Jacob. He says hi to each and every one of you. He says hi to you and yours.
Go online at extremeprophetic.com for more information.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's program, and we'd love to have you meet us online at extremeprophetic.com. In fact, if you have a testimony to share with us of a way that God has blessed you through the program, why don't you drop us a line at testify@extremeprophetic.com. We would love to hear from you. Now, listen very carefully, because here's a special destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
I believe that we could model righteousness lived out. I believe we could transform a whole entire neighborhood for the glory of God. I really believe that. I think transformation could happen if righteousness would just move in. So I've come, and a few of us in our ministry have come to model and to live righteousness here. And I would invite you to join us or find a community where this is happening, all in inner cities, all around. God is beginning to claim the inner cities back for Himself, and I invite you to come, because your righteousness will be filled in obedience to Jesus.